me sometimes. I don't, you know, I work in a high-pressure business, and I think I'm the most relaxed cat there during the day. You know, and it's just been a big change in my life, walking this walk. And I hope that helps somebody. I don't know.
I know he's done more than somebody than Dean. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Anybody else got a testimony? Well, Gloria, come on up and bless us. Amen.
I got a testimony for Tracy.
Uh-huh.
Poor Tracy. She, the devil's always after her, and she fights it.
Touch her and get it ready.
Well, I see God working in her life now. I see prayer being answered there. And I can see it in Tracy's eyes. It's a God thing. It couldn't be anything else. She was so far out there in left field, not listening to anybody. But when I was talking to her to try to get her to do something I wanted to do that was good for her and right for her that she needed to do, she listened to me for the first time in a long time and agreed to do it. And I think that was God talking through me to her to get her to do something good for herself. And she's doing that now. So I feel real good about that, too.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who else? What other preachers we got out here? Crystal, come on up and give us the testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take your time.
Praise God. Well, I'm just so thankful for a lot of things, but one thing in particular, I just want to thank God for the revelation of the Word. These past few weeks have just been so awesome, and God has just been speaking to me every service, and I just want to thank God for His hand on my life, for the things that He's been speaking to me, because I'll tell you what, it really changes your life on a day-to-day basis. And if you just keep your ears open and hear the Word of God, it'll do so many awesome things in your life. And I just want to thank God that He's blessed me to just be able to hear and to receive His Word. Because, gosh, the change in your life and the change in my life has been just so tremendous for the things that God's been saying. I just thank God for the opportunity to hear the Word and be blessed by it.
Amen. Somebody say thank God for that. Irene, come on up and give us a testimony, dear. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all got to learn to run. Amen. Especially when you're coming from the back. It's good training, people.
Well, I have to agree with change. You know, I praise God for change, you know, because if we never go through changes, we would never learn anything.
And amen.
Like, my move from, Mom and I's move from Louisiana, Texas, it strengthened us a lot, and we learned a lot, and I just praise God for always being there and protecting us through those times, and just learn to grow, so I praise God for that.
Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Glory, just come on up and say just a couple words. Come on, honey. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We want you to go home in rebellion. Hallelujah. How many of y'all love Sister Gloria?
Amen.
She just wanted to come up and bless everybody with that dress. Amen. It was all about. That's why she didn't want to move. Sit up and bless the people.
Thursday morning, I got here dressed up. It wasn't because I wanted to. I couldn't find no clothes, but I think the Lord just wanted me to know that He had took me away from that problem, and I've overcome that circumstance. And I thank y'all for loving me and being there for me. And that's just about it for today.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, be strong.
Be strong.
Say it one more time. Be strong.
Be strong.
Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited about Jesus?
Amen.
A couple of you. Amen. You want to say thank you, Jesus?
I'm really excited. You know, I love it when church time comes because this is the time I've learned. I've had migraines just about all day for about 2 days. And right before church, those things just go. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We have to learn some things. You know, when we are sick and afflicted, the Bible, somebody say, the Bible, tells us to go. You know, when you're under attack is the time you run to the house of God, not run from the house of God. Somebody say, amen. If you believe in Jesus, if you believe in God, you should know that He is the doctor. He's the great physician. Amen. He can make everything all right. Somebody say, praise God for that. And you've got to learn. Amen. Never to let the devil stop you. Never let the devil deter you from what God's best is for your life. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We've been talking about sanctification, but I just want to give you one scripture since it's right here. Turn to 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Look at somebody and say, be not deceived. Say it one more time. Don't be deceived. That means it's possible to be deceived. Did you know that? It says, be not deceived, evil communications. Everybody say evil. Communications. Corrupt. How many want to corrupt a good thing? You know, you get the seed of, well, what does it corrupt? You go to church, you hear a good word, you hear the promises of God, you hear the provision of God and all these things. How many go to church on Friday night and get blessed? You get blessed on Sunday morning and you get out there, instead of getting out there with people of faith that'll learn to water that word for you, that'll learn to water that seed for you, you'll get with people that will corrupt the seed. You know, corrupt seeds die and they don't grow. So say evil communications. Corrupt. Good manners. When we go to church and we get in the kingdom of God, we get in the house of God, it teaches us, amen, so say good manners. Not just style and etiquette. You know, but supernatural, Holy Ghost-filled etiquette. We have manners. What are the manners of the believer? To walk in faith. Amen. Somebody say righteousness is a good manner. Peace. It's good manners. How do you act under terrible circumstances and situations? Somebody say, with the peace of God. That's our manner of life, our manner of custom. Amen. So say, joy is in good manners with God. So say, kingdom. Manners. Everybody say, righteousness. Peace. And joy in the Holy Ghost. Say it again. Righteousness. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You can say that one more time. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now listen, evil communications. Well, any communications with evil. Well, what's evil? Is evil just spooky, freaked out people? No, people that don't know what God wants to accomplish in their life. People that don't want to live by faith. People that hadn't heard the voice of God. Amen. People don't have vision for their life. They're still lost. They're in a ditch. They won't come out of the ditch. But I tell you what, unless they hear God, when the Word of God comes to your life and you say yes to it and start to walk in it, you're walking in righteousness. And when you're walking according to your own plan, to your own flesh, just wandering, walking in rebellion and all that stuff, that's evil. Somebody say missing. The mark of God's best for your life. That's evil. Amen? And it says that evil communications. See, if you just keep tuned in to people that are going the wrong way, See, sometimes we're so tuned in with people. You know, we know exactly where, you know, it's hard to tell. We try to tell people, tell us what God is doing in your life. What's God doing for you? What's your victory? What's the prize? What is God speaking to you? Many saints, they'd never know it. They say, can you get in agreement with me for what I'm believing God to do? You'd never know it because we don't share those things. We stay real quiet about the things we need to be loud about. Amen. And we get real loud about the things that we just need to keep quiet. So we say evil. Communications. Corrupt. Good. Manners. How many of you want to have the best kind of manners? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Karen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I've got good manners in King. Say, I've got great kingdom manners. Amen. And I'm not going to let anything get to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Evil communications will definitely corrupt good manners. Hallelujah. Now, I tell you what, one of the good manners of the believer is faith. A confession of faith is in good manners. Amen? You can tell a tacky person by you give them something and by what they say in response. You open the door for somebody, somebody's got good manners, they're going to say, wow, thank you for that. Amen? I really appreciate that. Everybody say thank you. People in the world have good manners. They say stuff like that. They don't forget things. Amen? And they just always give God praise. They always say thank you when things happen to them. Amen? So sometimes manners speak. Everybody say good manners. Speak. Well, good faith-filled manners always has a good confession of faith. Amen? You can tell how they were raised. You can find kids, you can tell them what kind of household they grew up by their manners. Well, you can tell saints the same way. You can tell what kind of church they went to, what kind of pastor they had, amen, what kind of sisters and brothers they hang with by their manners. Somebody say hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, do you have good, faith-filled manners? Now, one of the mannerisms that we want you to pick up is one of faith. Look at somebody and say, you will. Get out of it. Your battle will end. Amen. Trouble doesn't last always. Hallelujah. It might get rough sometime, I tell you what, but if you hold on and you trust God, that storm will blast over. There's never been a storm that lasted forever. How many of you know it was raining? It rained real hard today and yesterday. It's not raining now. Amen? There were storms that came through tornadoes, but tornadoes have a season, they die out. Amen? Hurricanes have a season and it dies out. Hallelujah. Even winter's got to end. Somebody say, to everything, there is a season and there's a time. And this rough thing you're going through right now, this thing you're dealing with, I'm here to tell you by the Spirit of God, amen, there's an appointed time for that storm to blow over, and that thing will end. You're not going to go through that thing forever. You're crazy if you think you're going to be dealing with that thing forever. Somebody say hallelujah. Tell you what, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter spirit, no matter principality, no matter conflict you're dealing with, they got some stuff. You know, they don't have what God has. They don't have endurance. Amen? Every once in a while, devils get lazy. Amen? Somebody say, there's only, oh, but a time. Hallelujah. Somebody say, rejoicing. Somebody just rejoice in that for a moment. And so what do you got to do? Hallelujah. What do you got to do to, you know, to receive faith to get through what you're getting through? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 58 or 57. But thanks be to God which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you want the victory? Amen. How many of you want the victory in life? Amen. Well, listen, look at somebody and tell them the victory is not won. It's given. The victory that you need has already been won. But thanks be to God that gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. I tell you what, if you surround yourself in the lifestyle of Christ and the good manners of Christ, amen, victory will be yours. So say, He gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. Put on the whole armor and stand, therefore. Somebody say hallelujah. When you put on the armor, you're putting on Jesus. So say, get your stuff together. Get enough armor on that you can just stand there. Stand in the righteousness of God, amen. And when that storm is over, you're going to have the victory. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, you already got it, amen. Amen. Verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Somebody say, be steadfast. Unmovable. Always. Somebody say, always.
Always.
Abounding.
Abounding.
Well, it says abounding when you can, doesn't it? Does it say always abounding? So say always be abounding in the work of the Lord. Look and say, I'm not going to let anybody, any devil, any situation, any spirit, any attitude, including my own, any headache, back pain, amen, whatever, separate me from doing what God told me to do. Somebody say hallelujah. Any lack of job or whatever it is, you cannot let it stop you from doing what God told you to do. You can accomplish. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will not allow the devil to work you over to where you cannot abound in work, because if he did, this scripture would be a lie. Somebody say hallelujah. How can you be steadfast and always abounding in the work of the Lord when you got something on you that doesn't allow you to do it? Somebody say, devil, I'm going to get the victory over you tonight. Sister, there's nothing that you've got, nothing you can do to stop me from abounding in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Notice that I said we've had this, these migraine headaches may come, and we believe by faith, but we don't allow the devil to cause us to stop. We're going to sing, shout, and play, and do whatever we want to do. So say,
amen.
It will not stop me.
Amen.
You got to learn to be steadfast. Yeah,
every
once in a while, you will get in some muck. You will get in some junk. Your flesh, you got to know the difference between your flesh and your spirit. Every once in a while, your flesh doesn't feel like taking a second step. Your flesh doesn't feel like praying. Your flesh doesn't feel like putting up with everybody. So say, that's all right. But thank God that your spirit is always willing. Some say, my spirit's always ready and willing.
To do the will of God.
So you need to obey that spirit. Somebody say, always,
always.
Be abounding.
Yeah.
Woo, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
Jesus is coming, and we've got a job to do. You've got a job to do, and nobody can do what God told you to do but you.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's going to take some steadfastness. Hallelujah. Notice one of our sisters got a word on Wednesday night. So we say hallelujah. So we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. About, about steadying their heart and planting their feet firm. You need to do things the same way. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Unmovable from what? Unmovable from what? From believing Jesus. Unmovable from the place of praise. Unmovable from thanksgiving. Unmovable from hope. Unmovable from supernatural expectation. Somebody say hallelujah. Unmovable from worship. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, make me unmovable. Say, devil, you can't move me. You can scream as loud as you want.
Amen.
You can lie as much as you want. Amen. You can roar. You can scream. You can do all these things, but you can't move me. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
The devil doesn't have the ability to move you from your place. Be steadfast, unmovable, always. Let me say always.
Always.
Abounding.
Abounding.
In the work of the Lord. So we say hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Say, I'm not going to get caught up in all this stuff. I'm going to keep doing what God told me to do. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You just keep up with your assignment. Even when you don't feel like it. Somebody say, keep working. See, a lot of people don't even know there's a work. Somebody say, a work. Everybody say the word work.
Work.
That's a bad word to some people. Everybody say it. Work.
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 Work. Work.
Work.
There's a work in the Lord. There, look at somebody and tell them, there is a work
of the Lord.
We always get, somebody say, I got to work. They used to tell us, working on the building when I get through, working on the building, I'm going up to heaven and get my reward. We have many conservatives, different things, amen. Believe in good work ethic, amen. Well, we need to be conservative in our faith as well, amen. And believe in the believer's work ethic, amen. Work at prayer, amen. Work at witnessing, amen. Work of love, amen. Some say your labor of love. For as much as you know that your, somebody say time. For as much as you know your worship, no, what does it say? Your labor. Somebody say hallelujah. Will not be in vain. Every once in a while, your flesh, you say, well, what am I praying for? What am I believing for? What am I working that coffee bar for? What am I cleaning for? Amen. Ain't nobody going to come tonight anyhow. What am I preaching for? They're not going to hear what I'm saying. What are we singing and worshiping and practicing for? They're not going to sing along. What am I greeting at the door for? Amen. The Bible's telling you, be steadfast. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Steadfast in preaching. Steadfast in witnessing. Steadfast in whatever God told you to do. Amen. For your labor will not be in vain in the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Go on down to 16. Chapter 16, verse 13. Watch ye and stand fast in the faith. Quiet, quit ye like men, be strong. Somebody say hallelujah. So you got to watch in prayer. Amen. And you got to stand fast in the faith. And you got to be strong. Amen. And it says, let all things be done with charity. Somebody say love.
Love.
Say it one more time. Love. Hallelujah. God wants you to love. He wants you to reign. He wants you to move over to the good things. Amen. The King is coming and he wants to get some things accomplished through you. Why don't you stand up right where you are and just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. You can do better than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. No man is still about it. No man is still about it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now you may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What kind of meeting is this tonight?
Holy Ghost.
Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And we'll give you a little bit out of this. Oh, my word. How many of you want to see people get ministered to? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 24. But if all prophesy, everybody say, if all prophesy, and there coming one that believed not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I don't understand this, but I see a little note here, Brother Jesse. This is just for you. It's for me, but just interesting that you can mark this because you know this. And I wrote it so small that I haven't seen it in years. It says 10/16/94, Leon Price, under that scripture. So Leon and I must have spent some time together in Shreveport, and that was a word of prophecy spoken. And I don't, amen. But if all prophesy and there come in one that believe not, or the unlearned, he is convinced of the preacher. He's convinced of the worship team. How many of you want evangelism to start to happen? What's got to happen in order for us to see revival happen to the place where sinners start to fall down on their face before God? Amen. If all prophesy, some say everybody prophesy. The secrets of his heart will be made manifest, and falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you, somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah,
of a truth. How is it then, brother, when you come together, every one of you have a psalm, a doctrine, an attitude, a bone to pick? Amen. Are you reading the same thing I'm reading? How is it when you come together, every one of you have another agenda? When you come together, every one of you have something to do right after church. If you just don't get in at the right time, something's going to go wrong. Some say, when you come together, something should happen. Not only to you, but even to the unbeliever. How is it, brother, when you come together, every one of you, you have a responsibility. Some say work.
Work.
Labor of love. Well, you know, that's a labor right there, isn't it? Getting yourself prepared just to go to church. Amen. Getting yourself ready because your testimony, your witness, your worship just might bless somebody else. God just might, well, it might be somebody sitting up in that room just like you. Amen. All of a sudden, this guy don't know what way to go. Amen. He come in church and say, hey, look at that brother there. Just like me praising God and worshiping God. You don't know, your shout might bless somebody. Your tear and your sensitivity of heart
might touch somebody's heart. Amen. How many people haven't fallen down on their face and worshiped God because you didn't come to church with the right spirit? And when people don't get their needs met, people don't get blessed, and when souls don't get saved, we're always looking, oh, it's because of this. Oh, it's because of that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible teaches that corporate, somebody say
the corporate.
Anointing will cause men to fall down on their face and say, God is in these people. God is in that church. Amen.
Amen.
That's the best way.
Amen.
Let's get rid of the brass and go for the gold.
Amen.
Why do you think we had people up there just giving testimonies tonight? Why? Because it'll bless people. People need to know. How is it then, brother, when you come together, let every one of you have a psalm. Have a doctrine. And we practiced this in one of the prayer meetings. Y'all remember this week? This week we just took some time out in the prayer meeting and we said we're going to just have a little testimony service here and everybody's going to get a chance. I want you to get up and just sing a little song. Amen. Just get a, Brother Tizo gave a concert. Amen. He had lots of songs he could sing. And it blessed everybody. Amen. And if everybody didn't get blessed, he got blessed. Amen. But he had a song. And you never know, the song that God put in your heart might just bless everybody else. See, this contemporary form of worship that we do, this is a new thing. What did them saints do? In Azusa Street, they didn't have no 30-minute worship time. That was before Integrity. That was before CF&I. When Brother Branham and them got up on the platform, they didn't go sing no 15, 40 minutes. With a little worship tune. Everybody got a little tune. They put the little transparency screen up there. And everybody looked at the words on the screen. Oh, we really worshiping now. All these major revivals that they had back there, Charles Finney didn't wait for them to get a worship team up there. So say, let's go on for the best in God.
Amen.
I grew up in the strongest church I've ever been in. It had Holy Ghost moving where you could see the cloud of glory. I mean, we just had regular old traditional service. They had the choir sang two songs, and we had an agenda we wrote, but the Holy Ghost moved, and they gave place to the Holy Ghost. So a lot of the things that we think just got to be there, they are tradition. They're just a new little thing. And if we get off in the extremes of it, we'll miss the best of God. We get up here and say, everybody, let's worship and praise God. Anybody can look at the words and sing the words off the screen, but that ain't going to do nothing for God. When somebody say, what's your testimony? You don't have one that worships in vain. For all that you've done, I will thank you until I have to give my testimony. As long as you tell me what to say, I'll thank you. If I was married to any of you people, if you were married to me, and it came time around for you to show me how much you care, you had to go to Hallmark and get a card and let somebody write about what you feel about me, you know, if it wasn't for all you've done for me, that person that wrote that card didn't know what they did, what you did, what your husband or what your wife did for you. There are certain things that God wants to hear that only you can tell.
That's right. Amen.
I'm not going to wait for Hillsongs to go through something similar to what I went through before I can praise God with it.
That's right.
See, we're waiting for rocks to cry out for us, rock stars and worship leaders to sing for us and write the song that we can agree with. Amen. There are certain things that only you can say. And there are certain things that you can do.
Amen.
So say every one of you.
Everyone.
You don't have to go to the store and buy a song. Amen. You don't have to listen to KSBJ to get a song. Amen. Well, I heard this one. I like it. Well, you can hear Michael Jackson like that one too. That don't mean nothing. Those songs come from you thanking God and from living a lifestyle of gratefulness and gratitude. Hallelujah. I'm teaching real good tonight. We're getting on to the Holy Ghost meeting. So we say hallelujah. So say, I wish you just would have read that scripture and left me alone. Where's my script? See, that's what worship becomes to so many of us. What's my script? Hold on, I can't see the screen. You got that big old, hold on, I can't praise him. He got that big old keyboard in the way. I can't see nothing. Well, couldn't you see what he did for you this week? Sing about that.
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God I don't have to wait for Ron Canola to praise God.
That's
lift him up, his name be lifted higher. How do you think they did it when the children of Israel came out of bondage and Miriam grabbed that tambourine and she led the people in praise? She didn't have no microphone. They were saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider thrown into the sea. They weren't all singing the same thing. Some say hallelujah. Hallelujah. They had a praise though, amen? Somebody, let's get on the better things. Let's get on the God, amen? How has it been, brother, when you come together, we're going to get to the point to where that corporate anointing increases, amen? To where somebody just gets blown away. And listen, just don't go making your song up because, you know, try to sing along if you can, amen? But when you just do the best way you can, amen? Some of the old saints, you go to them song, they sing the same three words over and over again. I didn't even know what they were talking about, but I remember them song. I've been running for Jesus a long time. I ain't got tired yet. 99 and a half won't do it, all this other stuff. Amen. But they were singing it. Look at somebody and ask them, do you have a song? I got up here and looked at this book. Got up here one week, looked at that book about a week ago, and I said, I can't stand it. At that time, I said, there's not a thing in here, not a thing in this book to really express what I have to say. Why do you think you have a prayer language? Because there's some things you go through, some things you experience that words can't describe. But there's a way that you need to praise God. And there's a song that you need to sing that nobody else can sing. Somebody say hallelujah. I want God to be up in heaven and say, oh, wait a minute, that's my song. Hallelujah. Somebody ever heard, listen to the radio, is God tuned into your station and they just playing all the junk, amen? And all of a sudden, when you sing that song from your heart, that's my song. Say, everybody's got a song. Even you. Even you got a song. And you need to bring it to church. Amen. How is it then, brother, when you come together, every one of you have a song, have a doctrine? As soon as I have a doctrine, hopefully it's biblical. Amen. Have a tongue. So say a tongue. So say praise God for that. Well, that's a good thing. So say a tongue. Say a tongue. Say it one more time, a tongue. You'd never thought your tongue would bless anybody, would you? You never thought your tongue would bless anybody. Have a psalm, have a doctrine, have a tongue. Have a revelation. Have an interpretation. So we say, let all things be done unto edifying. Thank you, Jesus. Now this thing, but if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not, or one that is unlearned, he is convinced of all the secrets of his heart's revealed. That is not, they're just going to get up here and say, oh, thus saith the Lord unto you. We don't want to hear all that. Amen. You think we just want to hear what you just spit off the top of your head. Wait a minute, the Lord speaking to me. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Everybody's supposed to wear blue shoes this week. That's not what it means. Amen. Everybody say the spirit of prophecy. And many times the spirit of prophecy is just like, man, I love Jesus and you should love him too. You've just prophesied. Amen. I just feel we all going to make it. Hallelujah. I feel everything's going to be all right. Just be excited about it. Somebody say, that's what he's talking about. Right. We don't need to worry. Somebody say, hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you shout out in church, just go, woo! Prophecy. As long as they get the message. Amen. Amen. What spirit of prophecy is, you find out what's going on the inside of your heart. You tune yourself up spiritually and you bring that right spirit to church and somehow let people know where you're at. That's the spirit of prophecy. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. You're blessed tonight because that's all I got. We'll pick up on it later. Everybody say, think about the goodness
of Jesus. When you come to church and somebody sits with you, do they want to fall down on their face and worship God? Amen. Or do they want to run out? Amen. Hallelujah. You got something for us, brother? You okay? Come on. Hallelujah. Quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. One, two, three. No.
Okay.
She's taking all the 10 seconds to turn this mic on. And I was going to say, I have the NIV translation,
pull
and out, I thought...
Put down a bit. Mic, there you go.
Is that better?
It was loud. No, pull.
I'm sorry. I'm deaf. I'm a drummer. But, I'm used to the King James translations where it says, let all things be done unto edifying. But in the NIV, you know, there are different translations... So take them all together, but it says all of these must be done for the strengthening of the church.
Wow.
And it reminded me when Marty Blackwelder was here, I don't think any of you except for Rex, were you there, Rex? But I think, and Crystal, but the rest of you weren't here yet, but, and that ought to say something. He said, he was teaching
think
on...
Think about it. Hear what he said that ought to say something.
Yeah.
And when Marty Blackwelder was here, this church was almost full, wasn't it?
Yes.
Every Sunday, just about almost full every Sunday. And tell him what Marty said.
He taught on this very thing, and he taught on singing to yourselves and psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. And they also in that same scripture talks about speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And that's how you edify each other and you edify yourself. And he prophesied that if we don't learn to do that, we won't have a church in a year. And the people that...
No, he said they wouldn't be there, amen.
Well...
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, but he said that. He said, this won't be here. And the bottom line is, the people that learned to edify themselves and the Lord hung on, people that didn't obey the word have all gone, and we've had a whole new church since then. But the reason I think this is important, this must be done. If we don't do this, it puts unnecessary pressure on the pastor and on whoever's volunteering in a ministry, because they have to do it all. I mean, you know, if everybody's in a bad mood and I'm working that coffee bar, I've got to do a song and dance just to, you know, encourage somebody before they come in here. And it shouldn't be that way. We all have to have something. Does that mean you all get up and grab a mic and we have a 5-hour service? No. But when we come together, when you're at the coffee bar, even before church starts, you should the word of God should be on you and a song should be in your heart. You should be praising God. And why, when we do that, we're all saying the same thing and we're encouraging each other. And when someone walks into that atmosphere, it, you know, just like what Buddy Bell would teach, it all works together. So when we refuse to do that and don't see a change, and we try to blame the pastor or blame somebody, we always try to find somebody to put the blame on. But we've got to do this because people walk in here with needs. And I hate to say it, folks, but people have walked in here with a need and looked around and didn't get their need met the way God intended it, because people refused to obey the word of God. And that's happened time and time again, where we decide that we don't want to be in the right attitude. And so people come in and they see our example, and then that's a big hurdle they have to get over just to hear the word of God. And we come in here and it's praise and worship time, and Pastor Rod's working on the keyboard, and we're all just trying to endure it, you know, and wait for service to end, you know. And we're not praising God. When it's time for Pastor Rod to deliver the word, I mean, these visitors had to jump through so many hoops that if they do come back, it's a miracle, you know. Why? Now, that doesn't happen all the time. But the devil works. We have an enemy, and he works to distract us. He works to discourage us. Why? Because he's so worried about you? No. but he's worried about this church, that if we come together on the Word of God and do what it says, the people are going to get their needs met. Sinners are going to walk through here and see a bunch of people really full of the Holy Ghost, speaking the Word of God, encouraging one another, knowing that we're Christians because we love each other, and that conviction is going to be on them, and they're not going to be able to do anything about it. They're going to fall into the presence of God and praise God. Amen? And that's what we want. And I can't do that. Pastor Rod can't do that. Not one person can do that. But all of us together in obedience, we can do that. So how do you do that? You've got to be in the Spirit before you come. You've got to have a word when you come. Have a song. You got to have it when you come. If you're fighting on the way, you're not going to have it. You're going to have something. Amen? And if you know what? And if we see a brother or sister that's got something that isn't in this list, then we need to encourage them, not be mean. We need to encourage them and pray for them until they get it. Amen? Because that's our responsibility. Do you all see that?
Amen. Amen. That's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you find somebody, encourage it, and we'll let y'all be blessed. Sunday morning. How many of y'all look excited about Sunday morning? How many of you going to come to church with a song? Amen. Hallelujah. How many going? First of all, how many going to come to church? Amen. Amen. But come to church with a song in your heart. Amen. Ready to not only to bless yourself, but to bless somebody else. Hey, were you able to get it back up again, Brother Jesse? They're working. We have to do all that stuff over again?
No.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Y'all pray. Amen. This has been a good week. And it's going to be a better week next week. Amen. So y'all be blessed. Have a cup of coffee before you go. It's healthy and right to do it. Amen. Well, I tell you what, if you don't need coffee, just get out. Amen. No, I'm joking. Hallelujah. But encourage everybody before you leave.